Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hello and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I will be talking about the will of God. What is that will? What is God's will for you? Okay. All right. Matthew 6:10 has a statement there. We'll begin with it. In Matthew 6:10, we have these words, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done. The will of God. What is that will? Is it something that differs from person to person, kingdom to kingdom, country to country? What is stated in the will? Acts 21:14. Acts 21:14, last statement in the verse says, the will of the Lord be done. The will of the Lord be done. Now, this is not the first episode on the will. This is so far one of several episodes on the will of God. God, the old God, is the as the testator, the former God, the testator. The Bible asks, has he an heir? Yes, the heir has been found, and the heir has been made known on this program who that heir is. The heir is the one who has proved the will of God. He has demonstrated it to be a fact. The will of God is a real thing. But let me put forth these two questions before I go into it. Romans 9:19. Romans 9:19 states, it has a question. The question, who has resisted his will? Who has resisted his will? Who has resisted the will of the former God, the testator? And in Romans 10:8, the question, what saith it? Who has resisted the will of the former God? And what does the will of the former God say? Ephesians 1:19. Ephesians 1:19 states a thing that has been done by the heir of God. Ephesians 1:9 says, having made known to us the mystery of his will. I have made known in preceding broadcasts the mystery of the will of God. The mystery of the will of God has been solved. I have demonstrated and set forth the solution to the mystery of the will of God. Okay. Having made known the mystery of his will to you, the people. Now that is a big thing. That's a big thing. I was on the internet several days ago, and I saw many books that have been written on the will of God. I've also heard many, many ministers teaching, preaching on what they call the will of God. But I have never heard anyone or read any writing that puts forth the real will of God. So the question, what saith it? The will of God simply says who God is, who inherits the things belonging to God. Also in the will of the Lord, the will of God for the people is given. The will of God for the heir is given. So everyone is included in the will of God. Everyone is included. Ephesians 5:17. Last statement in the verse, Ephesians 5:17. Well, let's read the whole verse. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not unwise, but understanding. Understanding what? Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5:10. Proving what is acceptable to the Lord. Proving. And as I stated earlier, I, the heir of God, have proved the will of God already. I have demonstrated the will of God to be a fact, to be a thing, a real thing, a concrete thing. Matter of fact, I have even read from the will of God. So for anyone who says there is no such will, how can there not be when I have read from the will? And during this program, I'm pretty certain I will read something from the will. I have the will of God in my hands. I'm holding it in my hand. So don't let any preacher tell you there is no such will as that which I have demonstrated to be a fact on this program in previous episodes. Those who do such things, they are resisting the will of God. The question is asked, who has resisted his will? Are you a resister of the will of God? Or are you a doer of the will of God? Proving what is acceptable to the Lord. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Having made known the mystery of his will. The will of the Lord be done. Thy will be done. Now, this question coming from me, is the will of God the same for all people, or is it different? Does it differ from one person to the next? God's will for the people, whether they be high, whether they be low, whether they be rich, whether they be poor, it doesn't matter. God's will for the people is the same. It's the same. There's a statement in the AVB that says they glorified the Lord for what was done. The will of God for you, for your life, is written down. It is fixed. It is determined already. That's why I can say, proving what is acceptable to the Lord, understanding the will of the Lord, what it is, having made known the mystery of his will will of the Lord be done, thy will be done. It is written down, it is fixed, it is determined. This is found. The Bible is in the church. Listen, but the will of God is not upheld in the church. Neither is it preached or taught. The real, the true will of God. Though they have the Bible in the church, yet the true will of God cannot be found being taught in the church. Who has resisted his will? God's will for you and the next person, as stated earlier, is the same. It does not change from individual to individual. It is the same. It is written down. It is fixed. It is determined. And I'll be back after these pitches.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception. The Lord God Israel has given to us a sound understanding of the law of God. He has shown, according to the crucial matter of the AVB, who bears the designation of God. Yes, the God Israel has given us the infallible proof of God. But the God Israel does not stop there. He now makes known to us the wonderful knowledge of the valid will of God. The great God Israel has solved the mystery of the will of God, and he now presents that wonderful knowledge of God's will to us in an easy-to-understand way. What mighty God is the God Israel? The AVB says there is no other God that can do the great things of the God Israel has done. So get your coffee and your authorized version Bible, and hear attentively the Lord God Israel as he speaks on the matter of the will of God.
Okay. I have said that I, the heir of God, the mediator of the will of God, have made known to you the will of God, having made known the mystery of his will to you, having solved the mystery, and not only solved it, but making that solution known to the people, and known by the people. Acts, the book of Acts 4:21, last statement in the verse, it says, all men glorified God for that which was done. There's a statement that says, give God the praise. All men glorified God for that which was done. What has been done? God's will has been solved. The mystery of God's will has been solved. And God has made known that will. God has put the will in parts on the internet. on Blog Talk Radio. On Blog Talk Radio, the will of God, parts of it, can be seen, can be viewed and read and understood. Isn't that something? What have I done? What has the air done? What has the mediator of the will of God done? Now, he is the mediator of the New Testament. That's what is written in the AVB. Now, what is the mediator? If he's the mediator of the New Testament, and another word, testament, is just another word for will, okay? He's the mediator of the will of God. Mediate, the verb, to communicate, to make known. I am, says the will of God, I am the mediator of the will of God. And I communicate that will with you and to you. I communicate it to you. I speak it to you. I make it known to you, the people. I communicate it. I reveal the will of God. So mark that statement in your Bible as true. You can look it up, find it in the concordance, mediator, or look under the word new for New Testament. He's the mediator of the New Testament. I'll look up the word testament for the statement in your concordance. He is the mediator of the New Testament. He is the mediator of the will of God. And new here in that statement means doesn't mean never having existed before, but existing now. It means newly found. I am the mediator of the newly or lately found will of God. So mark that statement in your Bible as true. Mark it as fulfilled. True. Fulfilled. Even now, I am mediating the will of God to you. Even now as I speak. So again, mark that statement. He is the mediator of the New Testament. And put beside New Testament, put newly found will as true and as fulfilled. I have fulfilled that statement. Now, who is the mediator of the testament? The will says the heir of God is the mediator of the New Testament. Because that's what has been found. It is found that the heir of God is the mediator. So I have identified the mediator, and I have also identified the heir of God. It's really something. We're living in a time when Bible statements are actually being fulfilled, brought to pass. That's what's going on, people. And the people are what? Many of them are still what? Playing church. Ignorant of the will of God. Ignorant. Some of them have heard, but many of them are still ignorant of the presence of God on earth. The physical, bodily presence of God on earth. And I speak about the God in terms of with respect to what the Bible and who the Bible says God, not what you may taught or have been taught in religion, in the church. For those who want truth, it's really something. Right now, today, you will not find that truth in the church. who has resisted his will. If you want truth, you will not find it in church. The church world doesn't preach and teach the things that I teach. The Bible upholds my teaching. It does not uphold religious teaching. It does not. They may tell you it does. It doesn't, though. And think about this. Both of us cannot be right. Either I am right in the things I teach about Bible content, or the church world is right. Because our teachings are so totally different. Both cannot be right. Well, it is evident in my teaching and by my teaching that the church world is wrong. That's simply put. It is evident by my teaching that the teaching that the church puts forth is in error. It is erroneous, and it is deliberately done in error. Now back to the will of God. It's the wonderful thing that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled right now, even at SD, and being fulfilled in our day and time. The statement says in the Bible, this shall be written for the generation to come. We are that generation, people. We are that generation. Now, generation can mean one person, or generation can apply to all the people living at the same time. Both. What? I am that single generation that the Bible speaks in the era of God. And also, all the people living in this day and time, the things that are written for the people. So both ways, both views of that statement, this shall be written for the generation to come, are applicable. Both are applicable. Whether the generation speaks of one individual or whether it speaks of all the people living at the same time. At a specific, you know, time. Both are true. Both views are out. It's a big thing. Bible prophecy being fulfilled. And what will you do? Will you just sit on the sideline, or will you join? Join the movement. Join the truth. Become a part of it. Become engaged. What are you doing? Now that you hear the truth, heard the truth, what will you do with it? And doesn't the Bible say that? Doesn't it speak to that? Doesn't the will of God speak to that? If there's faith comes by hearing, you are hearing this program. Many of you are following this program. You are followers of this program. Faith comes by hearing. Faith. Now, what do I mean by faith? Same thing Bible authors mean when they speak of faith. The true substance of Bible content, that which one is intended to believe, well, that which is intended for one to believe. The truth of Bible content. Faith comes by hearing. And it goes on to say, and hearing by the word of God. Okay. Back to the wheel. All men glorified God of that which was done. You are seeing and hearing about a removing the mystique from the from the will of God and exposing that will of God, making known with proof, more than sufficient proof, if you will, who God is, making known who the Lord is, the new Lord, the new God. All men glorified God, Scripture said, for that which was done. They glorify him because of what he has done. Isn't that something? But there's another statement also. Matthew 15:31. Last statement in the verse. And it says, and they glorified the God of Israel. Isn't that something? One statement says, all men glorify God. And here it says, they glorified the God of Israel. I'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis, unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception. The Lord God Israel has given to us a sound understanding of the law of God. He has shown, according to the crucial matter of the AVB, who bears the designation of God. Yes, the God Israel has given us the infallible proof of God. But the God Israel does not stop there. He now makes known to us the wonderful knowledge of the valid will of God. The great God Israel has solved the mystery of the will of God, and he now presents that wonderful knowledge of God's will to us in an easy-to-understand way. What mighty God is the God Israel? The AVB says there is no other God that can do the great things of the God Israel has done. So get your coffee and your authorized version Bible, and hear attentively the Lord God Israel as he speaks on the matter of the will of God.
Two statements. One, all who glorified God for which was done. And the second statement clarifies the matter. They glorify the God Israel, the God having the designation of Israel. The beauty of truth. The beauty of truth. The beauty of understanding. As it says, understanding what the will of the Lord is, understanding the crucial matter of Bible content. Understanding. It's a beautiful thing. And I am glad, I am happy to be a vessel that makes that possible, that makes what possible, that makes the knowledge of the will of God a proven thing, a given thing, a real thing, a fact of matter, or a matter of fact. The substance of the will of God. And I do not want you to forget about the will of God. I want you to remember this, that the will of God, as presented and shown in the will of God, is the same for all the people. I'll talk more about that later. But it's the same. And you hear the voice of the God of Israel. You hear his voice. You hear this program. You hear the voice of the God of Israel, the God having the designation of Israel, speaking, talking, explaining, clarifying, mediating. You hear this. That's a beautiful thing. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of the knowledge. Apply the knowledge. And act accordingly. Act accordingly. Yes, I'm happy to be that vessel. The Bible speaks about the heir of God in the book of Acts. It says he is a vessel to bear my name before the Gentiles and the people and the children of Israel. So, did you get that last part? The children of Israel. They glorified God for what was done. They glorified the God having the designation of Israel. And now, the children of Israel, the children of the God having the designation of Israel. God has two children. No. God does not have millions of children. He does not. The God Israel has two children. Now, that's a manifestation. That's a revelation. I just told you a thing that I don't think I've told you before about the living God. The living God. What is the name of the living God? Israel. Israel. They glorified God for what was done. They glorified the God having the designation. That's what the word of means. The God of Israel. The God having the designation of Israel. I just told you. I just informed you. I just gave you a detail. I just stated to you a fact. God does not have millions of children. He only has two children. He only has two children. Understanding what the Bible is talking about when it speaks through and through about God. It explains God. It describes God. The Bible, in its crucial matter, explains the concept of God and the person of God. The Bible defines God. That's why people call it the Word of God. Many people refer to the Bible as the Word of God. It's the Word from God, and it's the Word to God. Crucial matter of Bible content comes from the former God to the new God. But that's something. He only has two children. The book of Acts, and this doesn't speak about children. This is a different thing right here. But I want to share it with you. I said the Bible, the crucial matter of Bible content has come from God, the former God, the testator, to the new God, the heir. Acts 17:23. Just one statement in that verse. And in my Bible, this statement is written using all capital letters. I don't know about yours, but in my Bible, it's written using all capital letters. It says, to the unknown God. What did I say? That the crucial matter of Bible content has come from the former God, the testator, to the new God. And it says here, to the unknown God. But now, the unknown God has become known and is becoming known. Why? Because I'm telling you about him. I'm presenting him to you. From the old to the new. The unknown God to the unknown God. That's who the crucial matter of Bible content has been sent out to. The crucial matter of Bible content is for the unknown God. The word for there means meant to be received by. So the crucial matter of Bible content is put forth by the old former God, the testator, to the new God, who was unknown but is now becoming and being made known to the people. Okay? So in your Bible or in your notes, write as pertaining to Acts 17:23, the statement that is written using all capital letters in my Bible to the unknown God, put there, God has received it. Just put in your notes, God has received it. What has God received? God has received the crucial matter of Bible content that was sent out for him to receive. God has received, the new God has received it. And he is making himself known. Because you, the people, won't know unless I tickle you. So it is my duty to tell you and to inform you of these things. That's my duty. So I'm doing my duty. You should do your duty as you hear the will of God coming forth. And as you hear the truth of Bible matter, Bible content coming forth. We all have a part in the will of God. We all have a part. My part is different from yours, somewhat. But it all boils down to the same for me and all the people. Because we are all to do what? Obey the commandments of God. Certain of those commandments apply only to me. And the commandments that apply to the people, they apply to all the people. Okay. Just so you won't forget, let me say it one more time. God does not have millions of people. He has of children, rather. He has only two children. Okay. They glorified the God of Israel. Now that clarifies a statement in Acts that said, they glorified God for what was done. What God did they glorify? Or should they glorify now? They should glorify the God of Israel. Because in the crucial matter of Bible content, God, the testator, has already glorified the new God. Hear what God, the testator, said to the new God. 1 Chronicles 29, He says to the new God, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. That's a reading from the will of God. What a mighty statement. What a powerful statement. It's a whole lot in that which I just read. But that's not all. In the next verse, verse 12, both riches and honor come up, and thou reignest over all. It is God's will, the former God's will, that the new God reign over all the people. More after this word.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception. The Lord God Israel has given to us a sound understanding of the law of God. He has shown, according to the crucial matter of the AVB, who bears the designation of God. Yes, the God Israel has given us the infallible proof of God. But the God Israel does not stop there. He now makes known to us the wonderful knowledge of the valid will of God. The great God Israel has solved the mystery of the will of God, and he now presents that wonderful knowledge of God's will to us in an easy-to-understand way. What mighty God is the God Israel? The AVB says there is no other God that can do the great things of the God Israel has done. So get your coffee and your authorized version Bible, and hear attentively the Lord God Israel as he speaks on the matter of the will of God.
That is good work, Mr. Welch. Thank you. I heard him say in his announcement just saying that the AVB says there is no other God that can do the things the God Israel does. What a wonderful statement. What a wonderful statement. So, I've been talking about the will of God. I've given you details about the will of God. I said that the will of God is the same. It does not differ from person to person. I even told you that God has only two children. He does not have millions of children. Nor does he have hundreds of them or thousands of them. He has only two children. A a fact worth mentioning. They glorified God for what was done. They glorified the God having the designation of Israel. Yes, that is one of my intents. It is my intent to make God known. Crucial matter of Bible content was sent out to the unknown God. The unknown God has received that crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible, and he is making that crucial matter known, and he is giving clarity to the crucial matter of Bible content. God is working. He is working. God is doing his thing. He is doing his work. He is doing the work that was set forth for him to do in the pages of scriptures, of the scriptures. Okay. There's another thing that I want to bring forth today. Speak of the language of the will. The language of the will of God. How is it? Well, I've read clips from the will of God. I read this clip from 1 Chronicles 29, and that reading came from 1 Chronicles 29, verses 10 through 12. But for the past several episodes, I have been reading from the will of God. So you have much information on the will of God. But the language of the will, the language of the will is clear. The language of the will is precise. The language of the will of God is decisive. And the language of the will of God is readily understandable. As I read and speak on the will, I present facts that are easy to understand. I use words that are easy to understand. And when I feel there's a need to define a word, I define it for you so that there can be no misunderstanding, no confusion of the matter. Because God is not the author of confusion. That's stated in the will also. God's will. I want to present some things that are that the will speaks of to the people, that concern the people. And they are, no, I won't even say that. I'll just present some things that are for the people. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Here is God's will for you, the people, no matter who you are. God has said, the former God, the testator God, has said in his will this to you. What is it? What says it? It says, fear God and keep his commandments. That's for the people. That's for the people. It's for all of us, but it's for the people. It's for all the people, too. Fear God. You want to know what you should do? You should fear God and keep his commandments. Isn't that something? You now know who the living God is. You now know his name, his Bible name, which is Israel. Israel. All men glorified God for what was done. they glorified the God having the designation of Israel. Isn't that something? And so what God should you fear? You should fear the God having the designation of Israel. You should respect him. You should keep God's commandments. Fear the former God. Fear the former God. He's the one who wrote the stuff. The testator. Fear him and keep his commandments. And if you do that, if you fear the former God and you keep his commandments, then you too will what? Praise the true and living God, Israel. Because that's what he instructs you to do in his will. Now, how many gods are there? The will speaks plainly of that matter. It says there is one God. Jeremiah 10:10. There's not two gods, or three or four. There's just one God. And who is that God? But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. Remember, in my speaking, I speak of a God who is dead, and I call him the testator. And I speak of a God who is living, the heir of God, who is the mediator of the will of God. Isn't that something? You are getting clarification. You're getting understanding. And you're knowing how to work and to yourself speak and teach on these things that I present. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. And that word there, living, is crucial. He is the living God. What it said in the book of Acts 17, to the unknown God, that's the one that is speaking about here in Jeremiah 10:10. He is the Lord. The unknown God in Acts 17 is the Lord. He is the Lord, and the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, not the dead one, not the testator. Okay? The former God points the people to the new God who was once unknown but is now making himself known. Okay? Now, the question is asked here in Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs 30. Verse 9. The question, it says, who is the Lord? Well, that question is answered in Jeremiah 10:10. It says, the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. Okay? Now, the Lord in his will, the testator Lord, has said, if the Lord be God, serve him, or follow him, rather. And that's a commandment. Fear God and keep his commandment. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Now, one of his commandments is this right here. 1 Kings 18:21. If the Lord be God, follow him. That's a commandment. What should you do? You should fear God and keep his commandment. This is one of his commandments. If the Lord be God, follow him. Guess what? That's just what Jeremiah 10:10 just said. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, not the dead one. Okay? If the Lord be God, follow him. guess what? Again, 1 Kings 18:39. Remember, and this is coming off the heels of 1 Kings 18:21, which says, if the Lord be God, follow him. 1 Kings 18:39 says, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Said it twice. So there can be no misunderstanding of the matter, no confusion, whatever. God in his will makes it clear that the Lord is God. Not only that the Lord is God, but that the Lord, he is the living God. That's clear. I mean, it doesn't get any clearer than that. One God has died. That's the testator of God. The other God is has come, and he is alive. He is living. He has a body. Not talking about a spirit. It never says spirit. The Lord is the living God. He is the mediator of the New Testament. He is the mediator of the will of God. The Lord has proved the will of God. He has proved it. The Lord is God. And what are you commanded to do? Follow that true and living God. These things come from the will of God the testator. Now, you are commanded to follow God. You are commanded also, Psalm 45, and I'll be closing out very shortly, Psalm 45. Understanding, as I said earlier, is a beautiful thing. But on my way to Psalm 45, I stopped over here at Psalm 48 and saw this right here. God will establish it forever. What have I established? What have I proved? I have proved the will of God. I have established, people, the will of God. It says God will establish it forever. And this is an eternal thing. From age to age, God's will not change for you. If the Lord be God, follow him. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord is the true God. He is the living God. I have established the will of God to last how long? Forever. I've established it forever. Now Psalm 45. He is thy Lord, the living God, the true God, the Lord, the new God. The will of God says to the people, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Did you get that? God, the testator, does not command you to worship him. He commands you to worship the one that was the unknown God at one time, but now that unknown God is seeking to make himself known. And God the testator, directs you, commands you, instructs you, counsels you to worship him, the new God, the living God. Isn't that something? He is thy Lord. That's why he's called Lord. The Lord is the true God. If the Lord be God, follow him. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. He is thy, the people's Lord, and worship thou him. Doesn't get any plainer or clearer than that. Now, that is echoed in Revelations, last book of the Bible. Revelations Revelation 19:10. Just a two-word commandment. Just a two-word. Doesn't take a lot of time to read it, to understand it, to hear it, to speak it. Two words. Revelation 19:10. Worship God. Not the testator, but the heir. He is thy Lord, the testator says, and worship thou him. So, God's will speaks to all the people. God's will is the same. It does not differ from individual to individual. All the people are commanded. All the people are told that the new God is their Lord. All the people are told to worship him, the new God. All people are told, if the Lord be God, follow him. All people are told, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Therefore, all the people are commanded by the testator God to follow the new God, the one that was once unknown, but he is now seeking to make himself known, for that is his duty, to make himself known. And what is his name? His name is Israel. That's his given name in Scripture. Okay? All men glorified God for what was done. They glorified the God having the designation of Israel. People, that's the will of God. That's the will of God for you. The will of God is that you know the true and living God. The will of God is that you fear God, the testator, and keep his commandments. The will of God for you is that you worship the new God. For he is thy Lord. Worship thou him. Very plain, very simple. So the language of the will of God is simple. It's easy to understand. It's not complex or difficult to understand. Again, in closing, I say, the will of God, you see, is written down. I read from it today. It is fixed. It is determined. Now, and I read that which was determined for you, just one or two other things. There are other things. Daniel 11:36. Daniel 11:36 says, I just said that the will of God is written down, it is fixed, it is determined. Now, the will God has said, God the testator has said in his will that is determined shall be done. You are expected to carry out the will of God in your life. You are expected to perform the will of God in your life. And what are you to perform? What are you to do? Worship the true and living God. He is thy Lord. Now, another statement in the will, and I'm closing out because things like I can go on and on. But that is determined shall be done. Those things have been determined. It is determined that that the heir of God is the mediator of the will of God. It is determined that the heir of God is God. He is the new God. It is determined that you fear God and keep his commandments. It is determined that you worship the new God. Now, another thing is determined. Book of John, chapter 2. Father people, another thing that is that has been determined right here. The will of God says to the people, in speaking about the new God, it says, whatsoever he saith to you, do it. Did you get that? Just a simple statement. Whatsoever the God Israel says to you, do it. That's a commandment. That's a commandment, just like if the Lord be God, follow him. That's a commandment, just like the commandment, fear God and keep his commandments. That's a commandment. Whatsoever he saith to you, do it. The he there is a reference to the new God, having the designation of Israel. Israel. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. That's a commandment coming from God the testator to you about, and speaking about your relationship, with and to the new God, having the designation of Israel. So, that's it. That's the program for today. That's the message for today. It is found that the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. It is determined that you should follow him. He is the living God. He is the true God. Not a sham. He is the true God. Worship thou him. Next time, I'll see you.